Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to go straight to the press conference where President Trump is speaking at a press conference with South Korean President Moon as they talk about some very strategic alliances regarding military and how. Check this out. Just happened, Steve. They're lifting this payload limit that South Korea is able to put on the missiles. They're saying, listen, basically, do whatever you have to do
to defend yourself. That's right.
Literally, I mean, they share this peninsula with North Korea. They have this, you know, demilitarized zone, but it's North Korea, South Korea. And they're, you know, it's not
they're
good.
They're next door.
They're exactly. Yeah. They're right next door. So this is a very, very serious time in you know, history. And we want to make sure that we defend our friends, we defend the rest of the country, and we defend America. But President's there, President Moon is there, and they're going to be talking to us now. Let's watch.
I extend my heartfelt welcome to the visit by Your Excellency President Donald Trump and Madam First Lady to Republic of Korea. His visit marks the first state visit by the U.S. President to Korea in 25 years, and President Trump is also the first state guest for myself and my government. The special bond forged between President Trump and I myself, I find it very meaningful, and I'm gratified to be part of it. President Trump and I met and communicated with each other numerous times, building deep trust and consolidating our friendship. Today, we had candid discussions about steadfastness of ROK-US alliance. Moreover, we agreed to work towards resolving North Korean nuclear issue in a peaceful manner and bringing permanent peace to the Korean Peninsula. Against escalating nuclear and missile threats from North Korea, we reaffirmed our principle that we must maintain strong stance toward North Korean threats based on overwhelming superiority of power. President Trump has reaffirmed his ironclad commitment to defend Korea, and President Trump and I agreed to further strengthen the robust combined defensive posture of our two countries. In this regard, President Trump and I agreed to expand rotational deployment of U.S. strategic assets in and around Korean Peninsula. We will step up our collaboration to enhance Korea's self-defense capability to unprecedented levels. To this end, we reached a conclusion today to lift the payload limit on Korean missiles completely. There was a final agreement. We also agreed to begin consultation for Korea's acquisitions and development of Korea's state-of-art military reconnaissance assets. Once again, we strongly urge North Korea to halt its nuclear and missile provocation and to come to dialogue table for denuclearization as soon as possible. President Trump and I reaffirmed our current strategy, which is to maximize pressure and sanctions on North Korea until it gives up nuclear weapons and to come to the table for dialogue on its own. At the same time, should North Korea choose to make the right choice, we also reaffirmed our view that we are willing to offer North Korea a bright future. Based on such common approach between our two countries, we will continue to lead efforts to bring peaceful and fundamental solutions to North Korean nuclear issues. We will maintain close collaboration with the international community, including the neighboring countries. I sincerely hope that President Trump's visit at this time will be a turning point for the situation on the Korean Peninsula in a stable manner. Today, President Trump and I visited Pyeongtaek Base, which is a symbolic venue for showing the future of ROK-US alliance and also Korea's contribution to the alliance. As we gave our words of encouragement to Korean and American service members who are striving to realize our common goal, we could feel the strong friendship of Korea and U.S. alliance on the site. President Trump and I also agreed to continue strengthening of the combined defense postures and capabilities of the bilateral alliance by pursuing defense cost sharing at an adequate and reasonable level. Last but not least, we reaffirm that economic cooperation is an important pillar of ROG U.S. alliance. We share the view that economic cooperation is a critical element in our efforts to pursue sustainable and future-oriented ROG U.S. alliance. In order to enjoy the benefit of free, equitable, and balanced trade together, we agreed to have the relevant authorities expedite the process of CORUS FTA consultation. By sharing the universal value and at the fruits of economic prosperity with humankind, President Trump and I agreed to make a joint contribution to the peace and prosperity of the world. We also agreed to continue strengthening cooperation for global challenges, including issues of terrorism, women, human rights, and public health. President Trump requested that I need to talk with him continuously, and we agreed that we will continuously have a frequent and close communications. And by doing that, we'll further strengthen the trust and ties between us and also solidify the bilateral alliance. Once again, I extend warm welcome to President and Madam First Lady's visit to Korea. Please enjoy the beautiful autumn weather and find deepening of friendship in our two countries as well as our two leaders. Thank you.
감사합니다. 문재인 대통령.
Thank you very much. That was an opening statement by President Moon Jae-in, which will be followed by President Donald Trump.
Thank you very much, President Moon. Thank you.
This is so exciting. You know, this these two leaders coming together and having these talks and, you know, walking together. We get back from this break. We're going to let you, you know, come right on in and hear what President Trump has to say in his very first visit to South Korea on his five-country Asian tour. You don't want to miss it. Join us when we get right back from this break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
100 days of peace. Many Brazilian Christians are calling it a milestone in the history of Brazil in integrating sport and religious values.
It's an Olympic initiative put into effect by the Catholic Church with organized events before, during, and after the Olympic Games to engage a new generation of young athletes with biblical values and to spread a message of peace.
In his 2014 message for the World Cup in Brazil, Pope Francis said,
"Sport is a form of entertainment, but above all, an instrument to communicate values."
The Pontifical Council for the Laity says that Olympic values recalls the teachings of Christ in the Gospels, mutual respect, and the care of the body, referring in 1 Corinthians 6:19 to the body as the temple of the Holy Spirit.
The Bible, impacting the 2016 Olympic Games.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. And joining me in the studio, Steve Kolesheski. Listen, we're going to go straight to the press conference where President Trump is about to address South Korean folks that are there, the press, and really the whole world, as President Moon of South Korea just spoke. Watch this.
Warm welcome and magnificent ceremony you have given us during our first trip to the very beautiful city of Seoul. Thank you very much. Melania and I had a wonderful time having tea with you and First Lady Kim. Thank you. At the beautiful Blue House, which I've heard so much about and now get to visit and see firsthand. We're looking forward to joining you for dinner this evening, and we have much to discuss. Today, the President and I had an opportunity to talk about a range of vital economic and security matters, including our trade relationship and our joint efforts to solve North Korea's grave nuclear threat to South Korea and, indeed, the entire world. This is a worldwide problem. The Republic of Korea is more than a longstanding ally of the United States. We are partners and friends who have fought side by side in a war and really worked very hard and prospered toward a great and lasting peace. I feel confident that we'll be able to reach a free, fair, and reciprocal trade deal as we renegotiate our current five-year-old trade document. We cannot allow North Korea to threaten all that we have built. And we built it very much together, and we're very, very proud of it also together. But all that we've built in the decades since our soldiers sacrificed side by side in the struggle for freedom, our alliance is more important than ever to peace and security on the Korean Peninsula and across the Indo-Pacific region. That is why Vice President Pence, Secretary of State Tillerson, who's with us today, and Secretary of Defense Mattis, who was here just a short time ago, have all traveled to Seoul in the first year of my administration. It was very important to me that they did. North Korea's sixth test of a nuclear device and its missile launches are a threat not only to the people of South Korea, but to the people all across our globe. We will together confront North Korea's actions and prevent the North Korean dictator from threatening millions of innocent lives. He is indeed threatening millions and millions of lives so needlessly. North Korea is a worldwide threat that requires worldwide action. We call on every responsible nation, including China and Russia, to demand that the North Korean regime end its nuclear weapons and its missile programs, and live in peace. As the South Korean people know so well, it's time to act with urgency and with great determination. All nations must implement UN Security Council regulations and cease trade and business entirely with North Korea. It is unacceptable that nations would help to arm and finance this increasingly dangerous regime. As we work together to resolve this problem using all available tools short of military action, the United States stands prepared to defend itself and its allies using the full range of our unmatched military capabilities if need be. The crucial U.S. security partnership with South Korea is just one aspect of our enduring alliance. We also share deep partnerships on a range of issues, from cultural exchange to cutting-edge advances in science and medicine, and the very important issue of trade. Currently, we are looking at ways of improving our economic relationship. I would like to thank President Moon for instructing his trade negotiators to work closely with us to quickly pursue a much better deal, a deal that, frankly, has been quite unsuccessful and not very good for the United States. In the more than six decades since we signed our mutual defense treaty, our alliance has grown stronger and deeper. Our two nations symbolize what independent countries can accomplish when they serve the interests of their people, respect the sovereignty of their neighbors, and uphold the rule of law. Imagine the amazing possibilities for a Korean Peninsula liberated from the threat of nuclear weapons, where all Koreans could enjoy the blessings of liberty and the prosperity that you have achieved right here in South Korea. I also want to congratulate President Moon and the South Korean people on hosting the Winter Olympics this upcoming February. It will be a truly spectacular event. Mr. President, I want to thank you, First Lady Kim, and I mean it was just so special today. The ceremony was so beautiful. We very much thank you for it. Together, our two nations will handle threats to peace and security, stand up to those who would threaten our freedom, and boldly seize the incredible opportunities for a better, brighter, and more prosperous tomorrow. In good times and bad, in moments of great hardship and great success, our two nations can always count on the close bonds and deep friendship we share as free, proud, and independent people. Mr. President, I look forward to the rest of our visit together, and I send the wonderful citizens of South Korea the best wishes from the people of the United States of America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
This is so amazing, so historic. Yeah. You know, I love the Koreans. You know, when I'm watching this, I'm thinking about, I don't know if you remember Amy. We met her, my wife and I met her in Central Park in New York, and she was visiting from South Korea, and we just had an amazing encounter because, we wound up leading her to the Lord out there. It was just amazing. But her passion, you know, it was just amazing. She was sharing so much of, you know, about her homeland and about South Korea and how Koreans are, and it was just really super encouraging, you know, when I think about that. And I'm so glad that, you know, we have a president that recognizes the importance of what's happening in that region and how he sent General Mattis there, how he sent Vice President Pence there, how he sent Secretary of State Rex Tillerson there in his first year of administration before he eventually arrived.
Yeah.
Think about, you know, this cabinet-level position. This is the highest cabinet levels. If you're Vice President, you have your General Secretary of Defense and your and Secretary of State all visiting this country. Because we're literally on the verge. I don't want to think this way, but I think we're on the verge of war here with North Korea. What do you do with a dictator who is threatening? Yeah. You know, that I'm going to launch these missiles. I'm going to launch this stuff against you guys. And it's testing them.
Yeah. And to me, it speaks overwhelming volumes to the leadership of South Korea that says, I'm not just going to make a phone call from the Oval Office. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to bring a delegation from the White House, from the administration, and say, we want to provide whatever resources we can, and to know that you're not alone. And
well, we have a base there. Yes. We have American citizens there. We have American citizens in Japan and Dakota Air Base.
So while the threats of North Korea are increasing.
Yeah. Talk to us about The Hill. What are they reporting?
Yeah, according to The Hill, conversations between President Trump and South Korean and President Moon, he says, President Trump gave his in-principle approval to South Korea's initiative to lift restrictions on their missile payload capabilities. President Trump also provided his conceptual approval for the purchase of many billions of dollars worth of military weapons and equipment from the United States by South Korea.
Isn't this refreshing? What I'm hearing from this administration is not only are we going to come alongside of you and we're going to defend you as our ally, as our friend, as our longtime partner, you know, spreading democracy, but also we're going to help you to purchase some weapons.
We're going to provide you the needed resources you need.
We
right
have
now.
Some great companies here in America, and we're going to help you strike the check so that you can learn to defend yourself. This is a shift in policy. Yes. You know, I remember when President Trump, a few months ago, went and spoke to the NATO countries, had all the leaders there saying, it's time for you guys to pay some of the bills here, you know? They're supposed to dedicate a certain amount of their budget to their defense. And he went down the list and how many of them were not even doing that. So it's good that we're there to defend them. We're there showing up. It's also good that we're encouraging these nations to invest in America, and that's really investing in you. Listen, as we come out, we want to close the end of this program, as we do all programs, in prayer. Steve, would you close us out?
Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for the wisdom that you've placed upon our President, President Trump, in this crucial hour, God, to understand the global relationships that are so important, and especially on that you're keeping him safe on this trip of the five countries in this Pacific trip. Lord, I thank you, God, for his relationships with global CEOs and global businesses and his business understanding of how to communicate in these crucial times. Lord, I ask you, Lord, that you would just give wisdom to all of these nations during this crisis and just during this increasing threat with North Korea. And Lord, as we ask you during every program, Lord, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, and that you would bring a third great awakening, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you for watching.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.